Welcome. The Catholic Diocese of Cleveland presents the TV Mass. Today is Sunday, May 5th, the sixth Sunday of Easter. Your celebrant for today's liturgy is Father Damian Ferentz, Vicar for Evangelization for the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My friends, let's acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For we have sinned against you.
Show us, O Lord, your mercy.
And grant us your salvation.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we keep in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Acts, found on page 128 of your Sunday TV Mass Missal. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation who fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
He is risen, he is truly risen. This is the sixth Sunday of Easter, and again we're in John's Gospel, and Jesus says to his disciples, which means that he also says to us, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Well, how does the Father love the Son? This is important. Let's go back to the baptism in the River Jordan. Remember when Jesus went down into the waters of the River Jordan, the heavens parted, the Spirit descended upon him like a dove, he came out of the waters, and then a voice from the heavens said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, or in whom I take great delight. So Jesus the Son was convinced that the Father loved him, absolutely no doubts. And by our baptism, that same Father loves us. Not only loves us, but he is pleased with us and he delights in us. One of the ways that Pope Francis says it is this: God loves you and he also likes you. Do you believe that? Because it's true. And if we don't get that down, we're not going to get anything else down either. Because it starts there. We can't give what we haven't received. So God the Father so loved the world. What did he do? He gave his Son away. He poured himself out. Even notice my hand motions. Given himself away. Love gives itself away. What does Jesus do on the cross? Gives himself away. What does Jesus do in the Eucharist? This is my body that I will keep for myself. No. This is my body which will be given up for you. This is my blood which will be poured out for you. See, love is interested in the well-being of the other. St. Thomas Aquinas says that love wills the good of the other for the sake of the other. And this is the kind of love that God has for us. And we see it in Jesus, in his death and resurrection. Listen. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. If that's the greatest love, we've seen it in God himself, who took on flesh, innocent, yet willing to die for us. That's love. It puts the other in front. Jesus says this, I have told you this, why? So that you may be miserable. No, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. Wouldn't that be something? To have complete joy. What does that look like? I went to grade school at Incarnate Word Academy, and the sisters reminded us that joy stands for Jesus, others, yourself. And that's the order we love. And when we love in that order, we find ourselves filled with joy because we're emptying ourselves for the sake of others. So, whether you're a devout Catholic and tuning in every Sunday, or you're just flipping through the stations and happen to come upon this Mass and you're like, is that true for me? Yeah, it's true for you too. Our lives make sense not when we cling to them and we start hoarding. They make sense when we give them away in love, because God has given himself away to us in love, and we find ourselves when we find ourselves in him. Amen. Let's profess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let us petition the Lord.
For the church, that we may be a sign of God's love to both members of our flock and those who are not, so that through our works of kindness and mercy, we may demonstrate the way we love one another. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may find constructive and productive ways to settle differences without resorting to violence and war, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the gift of friendship, which Jesus gave his disciples, that we may pass it on to those we love and treasure it always, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have suffered the loss of a child, and for those who are unable to have children, that they may be consoled, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our TV Mass intentions and all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we bring our prayers before you this Sunday morning. We ask that you hear them and grant them according to your will and in your time. And we pray this all through the power of the Holy Spirit and in Jesus' holy name, amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. For to the earth, work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this word, alone, come to share the divinity of Christ and himself, share our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, work of your hands, become our spiritual drink. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may I accept by your grace. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Edward, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
May this mingling of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Miserere nobis. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
But only say the word,
and my soul shall be healed. The body of Christ must have dwelt.
Gaudete Maria, your
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you for watching the TV Mass. We invite you to support this vital ministry and consider making a donation of any size. You can send a donation to the TV Mass, 1404 East 9th Street, 6th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Or information on an online donation can be found at dioceseofcleveland.org/TVMass. Thank you for your generosity. We are pleased to offer My Daily Prayers, a daily email that includes audio versions of Catholic prayers for you to begin or end your day or just spend some time with the Lord. Sign up by going to dioceseofcleveland.org/My Daily Prayers. On behalf of the Diocese of Cleveland, we thank you for watching, and may God bless you and your families.